Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Boy, we really are exploring consciousness now. Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm...
Jackie,
I'm
come back to Earth.
I'm taking my shingle down this weekend, and I...
Exploration's done. I'm gone.
Really? So tonight's show, I didn't even print it out. Tonight we're going to talk about the intensive because so many things happened, and it was as they said in the beginning, I listened to the first meditation that we would be outside of time and space, and I don't think they were kidding. So we're going to chat about that. The team's going to talk with Veronica about it. And oh Lord.
And it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event.
It was amazing. Even I was transformed. So.
And your hair looked great.
Oh, thanks.
Thing about radio.
I'm only saying that because my hairdresser was there.
Well, you don't get to see that when you're on radio. I mean, I can tell when you haven't got your lipstick on, but other than that.
I have my lipstick on tonight.
I know you do.
Oh, no, no. No saves on that one. All right. So before we begin this show, we do want to dedicate this show to the most recent quake in Chile and Taiwan. Boy, we're having a lot of Earth activity. And I really have very little tonight in the way of anything because I'm so tired that, you know, by the time I was done with my last session today, I just thought, oh, my Lord.
Well, when you're out of time and space, I guess, you know, I don't know. It must be more tiring, huh?
Not normally. I was wired for days, but, you know, I'm working the way I always work, and the physical sessions can be very tiring. You know, it's very different when we're doing groups. Boy, the energies are gigantic. Just wanted to talk about Mars a little bit because a lot of people have had felt like they couldn't get launched lately. And I actually, Squirrel sent me this this afternoon. I was very excited. She told me about it this morning. And Mars is coming out of retrograde. I'm so damned excited I can't see straight. It's been retrograde for 10 weeks. And when Mars is retrograde, you know, it affects, you know, how we bring our work into the world and all kinds of things that we do. And, you know, it can be kind of a pain. So it comes out on, I think, the 10th. I'm very disorganized tonight, just so everybody knows. Yes, it comes out Wednesday, March 10th in the morning. But it's moving so slowly that, you know, we really aren't going to feel full blast from it till the end of the month, but it is exciting news, and I did want to share that with everyone because people have a lot of things that have been held up, you know, and even in your own process, you know, it can feel very sluggish. We did not experience sluggish this weekend, but
not a chance, no slugs.
So.
But I guess I'm thinking that whole Mars retrograde is it's really relevant where your Mars is, because mine's in Pisces, and I have to admit that I've been a bit mushy lately. You know, not clear about where I'm headed and what I'm doing at times.
Well, mine's in Scorpio, and, you know, that's my drive and ambition. Mars is your drive and ambition, and
right.
And mine's in Scorp, so when mine goes retrograde, it's... I have to really go deep, and certainly this weekend was an indication of how deep you can go, and actually all the time leading up to it. So,
Mars in Pisces, that's pretty deep, too.
It is deep. No question about it.
We both have them in the fifth house.
Huh?
And we both have them in the fifth house, I think.
Do we?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not good with houses and things. I just know that my Mars, Mercury, and Sun are in Scorp, and that really pushes me forward. And I, you know, I think probably it was I'm enough of a control freak without that in forward motion. So I guess it was all perfect with the intensive because I lost all control anyway.
You were wonderful. It was wonderful. It was really beautiful.
Well, and I think, you know, a lot of things happen. And, you know, Veronica, I'm going to let you kind of lead this in a way. You know, I just want to say here, the intention of the intensive releases, I saw it. And, you know, I'm laughing because I spent every weekend and nights putting together music. You know, there was like 57 pieces of music, and they came into it with the music so that you could almost just float on the music in, you know, to the meditation. And so it was really, they tied the music to the experience, the destruction of Atlantis, the opening meditation, which was beautiful, the destruction of Atlantis, and then leaving Atlantis and going to Egypt to build a new civilization and the Great Pyramids and the temples of initiation along the Nile. And, I mean, it, unfortunately we had so much energy in the room that nothing was working. And thank heaven, Veronica, dear Robert, your partner, who is absolutely an angel, was there. And, you know, Veronica's partner is a scientist. He's a genius. He's a sound genius. I mean, he builds unbelievable speakers that are like $45,000 that, you know, nobody in the world, well, that my world has one. And does networking and this and that, has created all kinds of things, has a jillion patents. And if Bob can't control the music, you know we have, and the sound, we know we have a problem. And everybody was out in full force. I have to say that we had so many beings from so many levels and dimensions that it was, I think everybody was just vibrating all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was.
And everybody looked so beautiful.
Yes, they did. You know, it, absolutely the most beautiful group of people. There was so much love in that room. It was just amazing. And
plus, I know when we assembled, we're all a bunch of hot shots, right? But by the second day, everybody looked, there was glow, they were all glowing, and they looked even more beautiful, right? That is such
they were absolutely amazing. There is no question about that. And I have to tell you, I'm so busy during these things that I don't get really a chance to speak to people because there's so much energy coming through me that, you know, I'm really out there. And it, you know, it's kind of a challenge to stay in channel with those kind of energies for a couple of days, and especially where you're moving, you know, we were moving through the collective, not just the occurrences on the planet. We were trying to shift the collective experiences around this, you know, where there was shame, and then the second day was the Christ lifetime, and of course they were all connected, greatly connected. So it was a very, very big issue. Isis and Osiris very powerfully involved in Christ and Mary, very connected to Isis and Osiris, and it was really something. And it was very interesting because, you know, we can carry the imprint of having lived in that lifetime, and my personal philosophy is the majority of you listening out there either were there or carry an imprint, same thing, of that lifetime, and or those lifetimes, all three of them. And so there's a lot of emotion around them one way or the other, certainly, since our society really devolved from, certainly from Atlantis, but then from Egypt. We also participate in setting the capstone of consciousness in the Great Pyramid. And, I mean, there was just, there was actually, Veronica, too much jammed into 2 days. I really got at the end of that we probably should have stretched over 3 days because it was just so much. But,
I don't know. I mean, it was the beginning. I just want to go to the next one. Maybe 2 days was enough. It's like you're almost filled in the integration. I feel different. I come home and there's things I feel foreign with that were part of my existence. You know, I feel so changed. I guess it's not easy for me to think of it as like 3 days would be better. It's because it was such a deep and transformative process. I just want the next one after I've steeped this one.
Well, we had a bit of a surprise in terms of, and this is appropriate to share, isn't it, Veronica?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We went through the crucifixion, and it was really interesting because the process of the crucifixion was, the way the team put it together was really quite lovely because everybody had work to do to hold Christ's consciousness. And so it, you know, it was kind of like rewriting the experience and eliminating all of the religious shame and martyr that was associated with all of this. And everybody was so courageous, so amazing, and people, as they shared their experiences, were incredible. And the way my schedule, which also went out the window.
But let me just say something, Jackie. Is like you said, we went through the crucifixion, but I think it would be helpful to say to people that in the meditation, we went first to the Atlantis, then we went through the development of the pyramids, and then we went through the crucifixion so that we all had... I just wanted to put those all three in a row in the sense.
Yes, thank you.
The deep catalytic process was stunning for the subconscious.
The after the crucifixion, and then again continued major work, and Christ prepared everybody in one of the meditations that for the crucifixion. It was really quite beautiful. During one of the meditation prior to the crucifixion, then the crucifixion, and both Christ and Mary Magdalene had asked to speak during the intensive. Now, I have brought a combination kind of Mary and Isis through together, and that was spontaneous. That was unplanned, and that was many years ago. I was doing a meditation, and they just popped in and took over, and when they asked, you know, if they could come through and speak, that they had things to say, you know, I just presumed it would be fine and really had no idea what it would look like. So when Christ came through, I can tell you I really was not prepared for the intensity, nor was I prepared for the presence, because he came fully into the body. And the team had started using my eyes on Saturday, and they, you know, I told everybody they're really using my eyes a lot, and which is new for me. So I really never put two and two together, which is pretty much me. I'm so in the now moment that I but when Christ came through, he looked at everyone, and the love flowing through me and out of my heart chakra was so big, and out of my hands, I'd have to say his, to the entire group. And I have no idea. Did he talk, Veronica?
Yeah. Did he speak? Mean to each of us,
Well, no, that part I knew, but did he speak before that?
Yeah, he did. Yes.
Okay.
The problem with me is I go in right in there, and it was so transcendent. I can't remember the external details very well either, and I'm sure others feel like that as well.
Well, that at any rate, he stood up, and I always have a little footstool because I'm so short, because my little feet dangle, and because I channel barefoot. So with high heels, I'm okay, but without them, I need a footstool. And he scooched the footstool apart and continued just to, he had so much love for everyone in the room. It was like nothing I ever have felt or can compare it to, there, I have no frame of reference for this, none. And what was interesting is prior to him coming through, during a lot of the experiences, I was feeling his emotions, and I couldn't understand why I was feeling his emotions so deeply. There were three meditations total that we did with Christ prior to him coming through. So I was a little befuddled about that. And then when he came in, he stood up and asked each person if they would, ask the whole room if they would, you know, get in lines or whatever he did. I have no idea. All I knew is that there were lines of people coming up. That's the best I can tell you. And then each person came up, and he worked with them individually and held them and loved them and kissed them. And all I could think of is I had salsa for lunch. It was loaded with onions and garlic, and I don't know what I was thinking. And as only I would. I mean, anybody else would be so overwhelmed that they would melt into the experience. But for whatever reason, I was like, oh, my God, I had salsa for lunch. And because he was very close up to each person, and it was so intimate, and this love is flowing out of my heart chakra as big as a cannonball as he would pull people to his chest and hold him. It was just unbelievable. I mean, I hate to gush here, but I have to say that, you know, for all of my experiences and all the things I've done and channeled and whatever, I've never had an experience like this, mainly because I've never had so much love come through that was just beyond anything that we have a description for. There just is no way to describe it. Veronica, I have to ask you about it because you were the observer. I really don't have any idea.
It was absolutely, it was hard not to cry because it was so deeply, deeply present and touching. You know, in Avatar, when they say, I see you,
yes.
You know, that it felt like that. I see, like he was saying, I see you. And the tears were just right there for probably all of us. I don't know, 90% anyway. Just
well,
It
was, all I do remember, to be honest with you, is that my son came up. He was the last one to come up. And I really tried to cram in to find out what's going on. It was like, you know, this is such a moment. And the team had said, you know, that we would be outside of time and space for this whole experience. But for me, it was the quintessential, the ultimate moment for me to see Christ come together with my son. It was certainly more powerful than anything else I could describe. And some people said that the light around us was you know, really strong, and it was really something. And it, you know, it's interesting because I'm so short, but I didn't feel it. At one point when my son came up, I thought my knees were going to buckle. But he was in so strong that my physical body was being held up. I don't know how else to explain that. Mm-hmm. And he used my hands. Everything he did, and I don't remember it. That's the frustrating part. Other than feeling like my whole body was him. It was just beyond anything I've ever experienced. And then after that, and that went for a long time because he worked with everyone. And then Mary Magdalene came through. And again, I have to look to you on this, Veronica, because I remember nothing of that.
It was very wonderful. And, it wasn't just Mary Magdalene, because it was very much a combination of the feminine the power beings, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin, I can't think, Kali. Remember? And in the channeling was saying how, I love this part, how the feminine is so powerful and the feminine is also fierce. I remember that very clearly. I don't remember all the words. I remember being touched, though.
And, we're trying desperately to put together, to paste together recordings of all of this. Nobody remembers anything.
Well, it's very transcendent. It's easy to kind of go into another space, isn't it? I mean, you were definitely there, but I think a lot of us were floating in that as well. It's very precious. But I love the fierce part. It's so loving and so strong and so soft all at once. It was wonderful.
Well, the only part of that I do remember, there was it just barely, as I was literally shoved aside, and I have to tell you that, when she came in, it wasn't even an "or they." It was literally, I was just shoved aside. You know, not in a mean way, but I was compartmentalized. Was her finding a tone, or them finding a tone out of my voice?
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. In order to bring it in.
Mm-hmm. That was the only thing I remember, and I was gone. Before they found the tone, whatever tone that was, I was gone.
Well, it sure wasn't the tone that was buzzing through the speaker system the day before, I'll tell you that.
And we had a lot of ambient noise, and the poor hotel could not identify any of this. It was quite a challenge. And so, in future intensives, and there will be future intensives a lot sooner than people think, everything is going to be hardwired. Thank you, Bob. That was his suggestion. There won't be any, like, my microphone is kind of a remote. It's one of those you can walk with, and it has a base. Everything's going to have a wire.
Good idea, Bob.
Yeah, excellent idea, because that with all of the energies and frequencies, we can't. And I guess I'm going to have to buy my own tuner as well as a mixer, because we had a problem with the tuner. I don't know how to ground the tuner, but Bob is the genius, so I'll let him tell me what to buy. But, you know, I really want to say to those people that came, and to all of you that listened to the show, and all of you that you know, certainly that work with us, and is that this really reached out in a very big way. I could feel the almost like connections going out to everybody. It was very very interesting. A lot of people had phenomena that didn't come that were trying to, you know, some people were very happy and joyous. Some people had some medical issues that popped up kind of overnight, where, in fact, we had one person that came, and she had called me last week She called me last week, and she thought she was dying, and I said, no, you're supposed to be at the intensive.
Is similar to dying in a way, you know.
Yeah, right, in Canada, and she was really struggling for a couple of days, and, you know, asking for support. And then at the last minute before I left the house, she sent an email saying she was on her way, that she was coming, and that she definitely got, she was supposed to be there. Also, people that were coming, and they had such glorious stories about this. There were people coming out of New York, and there were no planes leaving, and one of them said she wasn't going to take it. She took there weren't even any cabs or anything, because there was such a storm there. She found a cab. She got to the airport. The cabbie said, well, you'll never get out. She got there and ended up getting, and she doesn't know how, but they put her, instead of on the flight she was supposed to go on, put her on a flight. There was a direct flight. They had one seat. They just shoved her right on. And, you know, it was just a lot of things like that for people who really you know, would have had great difficulty getting in, and everybody seemed to arrive on time and magically, and there were lots of wonderful stories about that. So it really was a blessed time. There is no question about that. And, you know, I think for me what was very exciting is that there are other beings that really, you know, it's like you open the door and it's like, oh, man. So there are others that really want to come through, you know, if I'm willing to give permission. And certainly, you know, I don't know what the next intensive will be. I can tell you they're planning it now. At the end, the team came through to give out crystals, which was so sweet. Darling Natalia bought these crystals in New York, insisted on it, and I said, well, you know, Lazarus does that. And she said, I don't care. I'm getting direct instructions. I'm supposed to do this. So she brought the crystals. I paid her for them, and you know, we she cleansed them, and they were outside in the yard where the property here has such huge energy coming up out of the earth. And so all kinds of things were done to those crystals before we even got to the intensive. So anyway, the team wanted to also to hug everybody because they got to actually fully come into the body in a much different way and be able to hug everybody that was there, which they were just so thrilled to do. And they were so playful and so fun. The energies were so different. It was like, wow. But they were very funny. And that part I could feel. I could just feel how much fun they were having. So,
and we were all grinning and hugging. It was very beautiful, actually. Again, I don't remember exactly what they said to me, but I felt so lifted and so heard and known and seen. And that was just magical.
Well, I'm laughing at this, Veronica, because you and I talked about whether or not we should do a show about the event, and now I realize you don't remember anything either.
I remembered more yesterday. I do remember. I remember at the end of Jesus speaking, and all his conversations, and I went off to the loo, and there was overhead in the music was the music was playing. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you can know. I went, oh ho ho.
Well,
and it
and
really
I
felt like it was just punctuation, you know.
Wendy was traveling home, and I don't remember her email, but there was something about a cross on a hill, and it was, again, you know, this is not a religious thing, and it really changes the whole conception of the religious aspects, but more what he went through as a man. And, you know, the reason we included Egypt is because he went there to study and went through all of the temples of initiation. Now, this took years and years and years and years. This was not a fast track. This is something that you did not go through the initiation until you had studied for a very long time to lift your consciousness to overcome the challenges. And I will share this because the last temple of initiation was the Great Pyramid, and they placed him into the sarcophagus in the king's chamber. And he was a young man. He was still in his teens, actually, at that point. And they closed the lid over, and he did not know how long he was going to be in there. No food, no water. Did not know how much air was there because he did not see the air vents that were hidden. And and they're closed over, so he couldn't see light coming through them because they actually closed the king's chamber, so he doesn't see light. And so he was in there for 3 days and three nights. I mean, that he had learned how to transcend his consciousness. This was his preparation for the crucifixion, for what he came to do, which was to teach people that death was not final, that you could transcend death, because that was the great fear. And you know, as a group, they seeded the planet with light. that's what's being activated on the planet and has been activated for this time right now. That's why it was so important. It's all tied together. It was just, it was really, you know, I thank the team so much for the way all this was orchestrated and put together. It was really beautiful. Like I said, it just felt like an awful lot of information. It was just like, whoa.
Well, and to me, it was something that all going through those three different sections of the meditation really explained at some deep, deep subconscious level something I didn't understand. I can't even put it into actual words, but it really unhooked, like you do with your soul retrievals and all these other things in the sessions.
Right.
But really unhooked something huge in me. You know, ways in which I've been limited or fear-based or attached to the religiosity of it all or whatever. It just opened things, and it became more of a an expanded soul freedom or something. Or I don't know. How to explain. It's beyond words, beyond time and space.
I would say that what happens in these experiences is absolutely beyond words. You know, again, we may sound like we're both pretty rummy, and I think that's because we're all still integrating. And it was such a transcendent experience, and yet there was, and Bob shared with me, which was so cute. After the intensive, we were all in the, there's an open, kind of a garden, open area there, a foyer area, and everybody had a glass of wine, and there were 12 of us, which I never would even have thought to count. There were 12 of us at the tables. They were all moved together, and everybody was drinking, had a glass of wine, and he said, out of the 12, six were Scorpios. and then the breaking of bread was the pretzels on the table, which I thought was so cute. And I said, you know, Bob, only you would see that symbology. I was so Google-eyed, I couldn't even barely function. But, and it was beautiful to see how everyone bonded at the intensive, and everybody's got each other's email, and emails are going back and forth already, and it was really something, and how magical each person that was there was, so unique and so magical, and that part was just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I think that's the only part I regret, Veronica, is that we didn't have more time for questions and answers with the team and deeper sharings. And, you know, there were a lot of questions I'm now getting from people that they, you know, wish that they had asked and so on. So I'm sure
that
all of that.
Which means
that
within a month you need the next intensive.
How many?
A month.
I love you, Veronica. It probably will be a couple of months. I don't think I could do a month, but they're teaching me to let go, so that's one of my great lessons. I'm going to get out of the way and let the team come through, and you can chitty-chat with the team.
Okay.
A month. I know I'll be able to crank these out soon, and I will say that there is a future trip to Egypt to really open the capstone of consciousness, and that has been a vision I've had for probably 11 years. So
when are we going to do that?
Don't know yet, but either late this year or early next year, but that will be something, because in addition to the fact I don't know who the heck's going to come through, so... Or at what point? So, you know, I'm in a learning curve here to learn to let totally go and just let everything evolve, because as much as I think I, other than putting music together, as much as I think I know what I'm doing, they just laugh at me, I think. So, okay, let me go into channel. Love you, everyone. Love you, Veronica.
Love you, too. Bye, Jackie.
Bye. Right. All right. So she's giving us instructions as we're coming in and she's leaving, which gives you an idea of what a control freak our channel is. So what she forgot to share was the fact that there was this enormous cloud ship over her house that was visible from the hotel that you were all in. And that picture will get up on the web with some testimonials and comments about the event, and it'll be on her website. So she was very excited to share that, and there was a lot of activity over her house before it moved out into this enormous ship. And so it's quite a photograph. You'll all enjoy it. Now, welcome, Veronica.
Welcome.
We've spent some time together, haven't we?
Yes. What, did you enjoy it as well? Was it wonderful?
Oh, we had a wonderful time.
Yeah, we did too.
We want to say this, that it is a joy for us in ways that you cannot imagine to be able to experience all of you in a way where we, with the channel's permission, can use her body. That was a first for us, to be able to use her body and to be able to touch you. Now that, for us, is a great, great joy. All right? It also allows us, in a way, to experience physicality and to play with you and to love you and to laugh with you and to have fun with you, so that you can get a better taste of us, a better feel for us, and to know the joy that we have for all of you. You see, you think of us all as very, very serious on this side of the veil and all this serious. But there's a lot more humor here than you would possibly imagine. And an incredible variety of beings, far beyond anything that any of you could possibly conjure. So it was joyful for us, and it was loving and wonderful to experience all those that were present in a very direct way. Now, we want to say this, that the experience itself, and we had great hopes for this, that there could be a shift in the collective as a result of what we were doing there and what all of you were doing. Now, that is still occurring, and many of you are still participating on the other side of the veil, which is why you may have difficulty bringing back into what you call your physical, current physical, a lot of memory. Many of you still have pieces and parts out there. Do you understand? In those other lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
All right. Now, we were in real time. We want you to understand that. We were in real time. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So the experiences that you had were real time. Some of it condensed, all right, moved around. The time is malleable, as you know, since it doesn't really exist. So we can fold things up a little bit. And we took those liberties to give more congruity from Atlantis into Egypt, into Jerusalem, so that you could actually feel those connections. Because they were pivotal lifetimes, very pivotal lifetimes on the planet. They set frequencies, they set energies. They also hold deep emotional damage,
mm-hmm,
and deep emotional ties. So many of you feel so connected to Egypt, but when you get there, there's all of these temples and this and that and the other thing. Well, which lifetime was I here and who am I most connected to and so on? And of course you had multiple lifetimes there and multiple lifetimes in Atlantis. Atlantis went on for at least 25,000 years. The Christ lifetime, however, all right, more concentrated. You're only talking about 3 years of his teachings, of actually reaching out and walking with him and working with him. So that's a very concentrated period of time. So many of you have pieces still there, all right?
I wanted to ask you, when you said it was in real time, and now you're talking about the pieces, I thought I understood, but I didn't understand.
All right, so what is your question, dear?
The question is, when you say real time, what does that mean? Do you mean that in the meditation we were actually in real time Atlantis and in real time Egypt? And were we recovering those pieces of ourselves?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In some places, reconnecting, like in Egypt, reconnecting more fully with those. In the Christ lifetime, all right, in a way severing, but reconnecting. Severing emotionally. Do you understand?
Because I think I do.
What happened with Christ's lifetime, what you've got is a couple of thousand years, all right, of all this other gobbledygook that has been taught by humans, all right, that's distorted that lifetime so dramatically. And it's so loaded with guilt. I mean, every lifetime you've come in, you know, little children are taught, you know, how they're born with original sin and Christ died for their sins, and they look up at this big statue with blood coming down it, and, you know, I can only get to God through Jesus. And do you understand what we're saying here?
Yes.
And so there's no intimacy. Not really. Now, you look at, you know, almost 2,000 years of people coming to Christ, right, with all of this emotion, all of this shame, and all of this guilt. He died for me. I killed him. You understand?
Yes.
So this is in it's in the collective. And whether you carry an imprint of the Christ lifetime or you lived it, you also carry that deep sorrow. The goal was for you to recapture the courage that you had there, the working relationship, the participation and holding of his consciousness, and the weaving of the consciousness, the weaving, all of you weaving together. Does that make sense? Veronica.
Are you there?
We are here. Are you there?
Yes. It sounded like we lost you for a minute or the other way around.
Well, everything's possible.
So I'm very interested in that my experience was, let's see, it wasn't just the pain and so on. It was as if the truth of myself was roaming in around Jesus. You know what I mean? It's like it was really me.
Yes.
And the way several of us were sending energy and doing energy, and I was creating these strange energy figures around Jesus when he was suffering. And
yes.
And then I was seeing the ships, which has been new to me. It's not something that I saw, but there was a spaceship right over him and these energetics coming down. That, for me, is very different than most of the visualizations I've done in the past. Not that I've done that many around.
That is why it was so important. The one you know as Jesus the Christ was one of us. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He came in, as was Mary. Right? He came in specifically. Now, she not as much as him, but it's close. The light that he carried in his energy field was because his frequencies were so high.
Mm.
If you appeared today, as you are today, all right, please bear with us, because what happened is you were there in the being that you were as that lifetime. But if you went there as you are today, you would glow as well.
Mm-hmm.
because you carry so much light today. Do you see? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. As we're moving up in frequency as a species.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, you don't have to go all the way back to the Christ lifetime for that to happen. You can go back to the 1800s and they'd see it.
Mm-hmm.
Early 1900s. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right.
I had a huge problem with the number of times the light was growing, but we lost the battle, like in Atlantis and in Christ's time. You know, there was so much light coming and the desire for the light, and yet we lost. You know what I mean?
Well, again, that was a seeding lifetime.
Seeding.
He had great difficulty as well. We want you to understand something here.
Mm-hmm.
He had his life purpose, all right, his soul journey, if you will, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He had the greater purpose that he came in for. You had a joint purpose with him, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And that joint purpose was to create a seeding of light that would be activated at this timing, when in fact, and it began in 2000, when in fact the earth was supposed to end. So he came in at a time when the earth was the furthest away from the sun, the darkest, if you will. Jewish law was very restrictive. People were being taxed by the Romans terribly. There was tremendous struggle and illness. Do you understand?
Yes.
It was not a pretty place.
Mm-hmm.
For the average person, someone with leprosy was sent away to live in a leper colony.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they had children, those children were born into the colony, they stayed there for the rest of their life, etc., etc.
And there's a lot of a caste system, too, wasn't there?
Well, there was more, we wouldn't say so much the caste system as we would say. There was, you had the Romans who were ruling, all right? You had the fringe, if you will, the Essenes, all right, who actually were, many of them, aware of us. All right? And they knew of this coming. There was no shock to them that he was, you know, of extraterrestrial origin.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you had great oppression of the feminine. So if there was a caste system anywhere, it was with women.
Mm-hmm.
The feminine was not honored. The only one that really honored the feminine was Christ. And it wasn't safe for many women to follow him, to travel with him. This was a big problem. It took incredible courage for you women to follow those two of you that were him, to follow him. Some of you found that you were male in that lifetime. But the work that you did, the connections that you had, the realization how much light and knowledge you carried in that lifetime, we hope was surprising for all of you. You understand?
Yes.
But also the loss. Now, he lived for a while after all of this, a couple of years. But nevertheless, all right, it was struggle to go out and teach his truths. And those truths have never really resurfaced on the planet in their entirety. And those that did surface were written in such a way that would be very difficult for any of you today to really interpret.
Mm.
His goal was to help people move out and beyond the confines of the bubble of Earth, of the very levels that have held you locked in. Bear in mind, when you cross over, your belief systems go with you, and you manifest what you believe. Now, at that timing, nobody was going to convince you otherwise. So the evolution was quite different, you see. Very different. People don't realize when they drop into density coming onto the planet what they have to go through. Not easy. This is why the evolution of your soul on Earth is so important, so that your transitions can be more elegant. Make sense?
Yep.
Now, other questions, dear Veronica?
Well, we don't have very much time, but I'm concerned about the trans... I guess I don't really understand the transitions and becoming more elegant. I'd like you to say a bit more on that, because I feel like I just have a lot of confusion and buzz about that.
All right. We're going to tiptoe through this one. All right. We don't want to use you as an example, because we don't want to use anybody that you know. Let's say somebody that works with us makes a transition. We have a relationship, don't we?
Yeah.
So we would be there to help them make the transition. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. There are those that work with Lazarus. All right. Lazarus would be there to help them make the transition. Do you understand? When you cross over, many times the pull of the human experience can distract you, because it happens so quick that you don't necessarily recognize the difference between being human and non-human.
Hmm.
Does that all make sense?
Yes. So the pull when you're coming through can be. Can actually solidify some old beliefs, or can actually release them. You know, we can be released to a more elegant freedom.
Say that again.
As we go through, with your help, for example, we can be helped to release the beliefs, the structural beliefs that we would rather be free from.
Right. Just think of us as an escort committee.
And it's very functional in terms of how we can extricate ourselves as well, hey?
Right. In other words, those of you that have worked with us, and many listening on the radio, you don't realize that the work you're doing here now assists you on the other side of the veil. It's not like you learn all this stuff and then you die and it's like, oh, bye-bye, you know. You're moving out, expanding your ideas and concepts of consciousness. Your expectations, which are, because remember, you're operating under universal principles as well as, in this case, physical principles. Right.
And unfortunately, we have to be over, unfortunately. I'd like you to carry on, but we can't.
All right. Well, Veronica, talk about your shows.
All right. It's going to be Peter Matisse with Conscious Business next week, and at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters here on BBS Radio. And then Thursday, again, will be Radiance by Design, a call-in show that I hope will last longer than a half an hour this time.
Oh, all right. Yes, you had problems. All right, and the business, this is spiritual business?
Yes, consciousness and business.
Beautiful, beautiful. Listen to that, everyone. This is where you're all going. This is where you're all going. We will do a show 1 week on that, because it's very important.
It's exciting.
All right. We would ask that all of you call us in tonight. And we would be happy to work with you. Perhaps sorrow over Atlantis or connection to Egypt or sorrow over the Christ lifetime. Something that you would like to transmute, perhaps just connect. And we would be happy to come in and work with you at some level, us and others. Do you understand? Us and others. Because we all work together. You have a concept that all extraterrestrials are here, and ascended masters are here, and this group is over here, and angels and archangels there, and on and on. Change those concepts, people. All right? We have a great deal of fun all working together. We're not separate on this side of the veil. Only if you desire. Only if you desire. Know that we love you all. Veronica, we love you so very much. We watched you go through magnificent changes. You're still integrating them. You still don't have all your pieces and parts, just like the channel doesn't. It was very humorous to us to listen to the two of you try to make some sense of something that you couldn't really articulate.
Try to ground something.
Right, because all of you are not back together yet, all right? You don't have all those pieces and parts, so your normal abilities to articulate aren't quite as strong. Yours probably better than the channel's. We love you so very much, dear ones, and until we speak with all of you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste. We love you. Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Love you. Love you, Veronica.
And you, Jackie. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.